Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And then we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad made up of Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco
Woo-hoo!
Nut, Bubble
Glad
Boy.
To be here.
We got actually Vinny Two Tanks is here from the left coast. Yes, he's here in the house connected to the web. Yes.
Okay, see, well, he heard right. you Good talking morning. About him.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Camwal DiMartini at the Gomez Hilton, Dr. Doug Ebersol, and that's not enough. We actually got Crockett on the line. He dialed up 888-88-SCUBA, heard us chatting about left coast diving, and I don't know, what did you have a comment about it, Crockett, or what? What's going on?
Yeah, Greg. Vinny, you said he's dove the left coast, and yeah. I was wondering if he's ever dove up in Oregon before.
That's a good question. Vinny Two Tanks, what say you? Have you been up in Oregon before or no?
No, but I had the pleasure of diving Catalina with you.
That's
we
true.
Had a great trip.
Right. By the way, well, just yeah. so we're clear.
Is off it, topic, but thank you.
I just want to be careful here since I got two left coasters. Do you
speaking,
guys
speaking you, of a clear
well wait, hold on Crockett, hold on, listen to me, damn it,
called Clear Lake.
He's still not listening to me. Crockett, you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, no, I have a question. I just want to make sure that when I say you guys are diving the left coast, you're not taking offense to that, are you?
Oh, no,
that's okay.
that's become part of my vocabulary since I've been listening to your show.
Okay.
God's so, country.
Crockett, yeah. I have a question for Crockett.
Okay, go ahead, Jerry.
Do you dive from north coast to south coast or from south to north? Which is it?
Why would it matter?
Well, I'm up in the northern part of the valley, up near Portland, so mm-hmm. we usually dive the north coast and then seaside and Lincoln City and all the way down south.
Yeah.
So that's the direction I
So
take.
You dive from cold water to warmer water?
No, from cold water to colder water.
Well, actually, if he's diving north and going south, then it's got to get warmer.
But, you know, it's all a relative thing. You know, shrinkage is shrinkage. So.
That's right. Hey, you don't have to
still
measure.
Cold.
I don't guess is what he's trying to say, right?
It's like they say in that mattress foam commercial, that's 3 inches of awesome.
Huh.
Interesting. Clear Lake is a site you need to do if you get up this area here. It's like 100-foot plus visibility.
Yeah.
It's high-altitude dive. It's about 3,000 feet.
Okay.
Above sea level. And it's amazing.
A freshwater lake in Oregon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. There's all kinds of critters and stuff to see up there.
Like what kind
is
of...
Is that why they call it Clear Lake?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's they've got this, like... big lake trout. They've got the crawdads, little tiny lobsters, Greg.
Hey, that's one of those places like on your surface interval, you might even see Bigfoot, right? It's in that neck of the woods, literally.
Yeah. He's been known to make his presence known.
There you go. There you
Just
go.
Just don't mess with him with beef jerky.
Why?
Let's rip your head off.
Really? Okay. Well, anyway, well, thanks for that, Crockett. Appreciate it. And you're still working at the aquarium, are you? Or are you on leave right now?
Yeah. Well, we're on a leave of absence right now, but we're thinking in the very near future it's going to open back up again. We're all of us volunteer divers are biting at the bit to get back in the water.
Right. Is the aquarium
get back in that 40-degree water?
Right. Well, is the aquarium really dirty because they have no volunteers right now?
No. No, they've got a minimal staff presence, and they've been able to just barely keep up with everything.
Yeah, okay. All right. Well, I know you're chomping at the bit, like you said, to jump in there and play around with all the critters.
40 degrees.
40.
Oh, that's cold.
On a good day.
Well, how does that rate? How does that rate on the shrinkage meter exactly, Crockett? Do you have a?
It's on the bottom end of the negative scale.
Okay. All right. It's an innie, I think, is what he technically means. Is that right?
I'm never.
I don't even know if you'd call it innie.
Okay,
that's a pass for me.
All right, it's
that's a hard no.
Okay,
Crockett, I bet you just wear shorts when you dive that, right?
Well, I don't know if he does or not. Yeah, I let him go, Jerry.
Oh, you don't let him go.
Yeah, we've had enough of that nonsense. I wanted to kind of get back on track and talk about diving in the Keys. But before we do that, we are going to check in with Cam Slate. We do have Dr. Doug Ebersole. And out of all the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, he's probably the only one who's done any diving lately. And you've been actually doing some teaching. Isn't that right, Dr. Doug? You actually did another rebreather class? Is that what was going on or what?
Yeah, I was teaching a rebreather class for a guy from Phoenix this week. So actually, I got in 9 dives this week. So
wow,
I can't complain.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a diving maniac. God bless him.
Just now, why didn't you just go for 10? Yeah. It was a nice, even round number.
Well, you know,
that's the way it worked out.
This week, they did increase the numbers. I think we're in Florida up to 50% of capacity. So the dive operators have increased the number of dives allowed on a boat now, or divers on a boat. Did you see any impact to that, Dr.
Not yet. I did the first part of the week. We were up in Blue Grotto, so just doing some springs, just kind of doing skills and so forth. The last 2 days, I was back down in West Palm with Pura Vida, and they're still doing the 8 divers, 2 dive masters, and a captain.
So, yeah. Well, on that particular boat, how many divers can they take? Is that a big?
Normally probably 20-something.
Well,
yeah.
There you go. So they're probably
still. It's a cattle boat.
There's
as all the dive operators are, they're trying to, you know, they're struggling to stay afloat, because, no pun intended, but just because, you know, we had the hurricane last year, then a tough winter with weather, and just about the time season was supposed to start picking up, all of a sudden COVID-19 hits, and now they're half, you know, a quarter capacity and everything else. It's tough for them.
Well, it is. It's a rough situation. You know, the Keys, like I said, opened up this past Monday. It's been kind of overshadowed by, obviously, all this protest stuff we're seeing all over the news. You know, divers in the know finally realized, you know, they may have taken advantage of it. But here we are, the first weekend of dive operators having access to their, you know, diving tourists for this weekend. And we got like a tropical storm coming up straight down the middle of the state of Florida. So weather is not cooperating for diving this week. But you got in before that started hitting, I guess, there in West Palm. Is that right?
Yeah, we were there Thursday and Friday. Thursday, I drove down from Lakeland through pouring rain the entire time, and it cleared for about an hour or so. Or there, we got kind of in the water the first dive and came up into a driving rainstorm. I did our second dive in the rain. It was fine. You know, underwater was fine.
It doesn't matter in the springs, I guess, right? Yeah.
Well, no, this was in West Palm. So
that was West Palm.
Yeah. And then on yesterday, though, the weather really wasn't all that bad. The seas were still kind of about 2 feet, and it was cloudy, but we didn't have any rain during the day yesterday.
Yeah.
And then it poured on us on the drive back home last night.
Hmm. I'll tell you what, I actually like diving in the rain. It's a thing. Kind of a cool thing. I mean, obviously, you don't want, you can't have lightning or thunder going on. But if it's just a summer rainstorm, it's kind of cool to dive, you know, start your dive or even come up at the end. And you do your surface interval and you look up at the surface and you see the rain droplets, you know, breaking the surface. It's kind of a cool view.
It's usually a little cold, isn't it?
Well, it depends on the day. I mean, we're in summer now, so it was pretty comfortable, wasn't it?
It wasn't too bad. A little cool, but it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, but are you with me on that?
The lighting wasn't good. What's that?
Are you with me on looking up at the surface like that?
Yeah.
And you see, it's kind of cool.
That's always kind of fun, yeah.
No, you're weird.
We could tell there was a problem as we were coming up on our safety stop after the first dive because we jumped in and it was just cloudy. Yeah. Also, you see the rain pouring down. You see the seas had picked up. We're like, okay, we're about to experience a new weather pattern than we saw when we got in.
Right. Yeah, well, you don't. I mean, I've also come up after a dive and it was storming like crazy, and that is not a pleasant sight. If you come up and you see the lightning and the thunder going, and you know, you look at your dive boat and it looks like the, you know, like the Gilligan's Island scene, you know.
And yeah, the other problem there is that you know, as you know, everything is drift diving. So if you come up and they're in a whiteout because of rain and wind and so forth, the captain will just shut the engines off because he doesn't want to drift into somebody. So you'll pop up and the boat's nowhere around.
Right.
You have to kind of wait for the weather to clear, and then they'll kind of start looking for everybody. So you got to be a little careful of that as well. But the captains over there are all very, very good. They do this all the time. They know which way the Gulf Stream's going. They know where you're going to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You want them to find you, I think, is what he's trying to say. Have that safety sausage
handy. Thank you, Greg.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, you know.
Crystallized it.
Thank you. That's why I'm here. All right, we got more coming up. Stay close for the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Before Superman, before the Lone Ranger, before Bruce Wayne, came the Cape Crusader. Naked scuba boy, naked scuba boy, he roamed the earth.
Man, we could use him right now. This is the world's first radio show devoted naked to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. The water is invitingly warm right now, and you would think that'd be calling to Naked Scuba Boy.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Is Naked Scuba Boy the one that controls all the mice?
No, that's Aquaman, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah, you need to talk to Barry for that.
No, Aquaman controls the fishes.
He controls the fishes, so you're saying Naked Scuba Boy may control the currents or someone else, Casey?
Oh, okay, I'll go with that.
All right. The thing is,
if you know, give us a call. 888-SCUBA.
It's 888-88-SCUBA.
Whatever.
Yeah, get it right, CJ.
Whatever. I know you'd correct me.
Better yet, You just go to scubaradio.com and click on the Get on the Air tab, and you can speak for yourself and just leave us a voicemail that
and you can ask nonsensical questions.
About who is Naked Scuba Boy?
Yeah.
Well, who is Naked Scuba Boy?
Well,
I've heard it's CJ, and this is his civilian disguise.
There's a little Naked Scuba Boy in all of us.
I'm uncomfortable with that statement.
Not acceptable.
Okay. I'm just saying, you know, anybody could be Naked Scuba Boy.
Me too, Greg. Me too.
All you need is a mask, you know, kind of like the Lone Ranger type of thing going on.
Well, then you wouldn't be naked.
Well, yes, you would still be naked. You wouldn't
technically. No, you'd have a mask. I have to agree with Jerry.
And the judges
finally somebody agrees with me.
The
what? What is going on?
The judges have spoken.
The judge, yeah. Bubble Boy, says what?
The crotch strap.
I think Walt has a question.
Captain Walt DeMartini at the Gomez Hilton in South Florida says what?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Okay, well, perfect.
That's goggle, Walt.
It's a possibility that the naked diver is.
Is that Walt or Julio?
Walt's got his rum goggles on.
Oh, no.
Those are rum goggles.
We're here today with Captain Ron Zacapa and his 23-year-old girlfriend.
Uh-huh, there you go.
Why is that important to mention?
Hello. Ron.
And that'll make you naked.
And he said he had no special guests at the Gomez Hilton today. He's a liar. I think that proves it. All right.
Hey, Greg.
So, yes.
I got to do a shout
Jerry
out.
The Diver Guy. So, shout out to who?
I got to do Dive Connections in Charlottesville, Virginia.
Okay. Why?
They are actually offering a trip that I may be on.
Really?
In August the 21st through the 23rd.
You're being deported.
Yes. To North Carolina to dive with the Tiger Sharks and the Ricks.
The Tiger?
What's a Tiger Shark?
The Tigers.
Carol
that's the ones that have been on the Netflix.
No, Carol Baskin bought those this week. From the Tiger King.
Are those the ones that spray paint the wrecks?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, they have the sharks with skin tags.
Gross. That's okay, nice. So you mean the Tiger Sharks off the...
Oh, tiger.
Off the coast of right. North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to try to get Chris on here maybe next weekend.
Okay. And you're going to be the Tiger Shark King?
I'm going to be the Tiger Shark King.
Right. That'll be awesome.
Everybody needs to go to connect to diving.com and sign up for this trip.
That's a whole nother meme, Greg.
What do you mean?
Him is the Tiger Shark King.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that one.
Right. You know, he doesn't even have to grow a
mullet.
Leave
Kristen out of this one.
Oh, no. I'm getting her on it as soon as we can.
Yeah. She'll make it happen. Yeah.
Just put my mankini on.
Good God, no.
I say Naked Scuba Boy. You ought to dress up as Naked or dress down as Naked Scuba Boy.
No, Greg. Nobody wants that.
But it would be, I'd go viral.
Barry does.
Walt's shaking his head. Yeah.
Prove he's viral. I don't know.
But, get a virus.
Yeah, well, I mean, what do you think, though? I mean, you're going to, when are you planning to do this dive?
It is August the 21st through the 23rd.
So you're going to do 3 days of diving with the Tiger Sharks?
Oh, yes. Works out, I will be there with bells on.
I think
nothing else.
So everybody should sign up now and dive with Jerry the Diver Guy.
That's correct.
Jerry more likely be like Captain Urethra.
Huh. Interesting. No, I think it's Naked Scuba Boy. That's
Naked Scuba Boy.
Yeah. Anybody could be him. That's what I was trying to point out.
Just
like,
put your mankini on and hit the water.
What is a mankini, Jerry? Enlighten us.
Do we really
I will send you that picture.
No.
Yeah.
Never mind.
You should have manscaped first.
Don't worry. I'm going to delete anything that comes my way from Jerry.
There's something poking out there. What is that?
It's shrinkage.
It's a turtle head.
That's wrong. So wrong. All right, so he's going to go dive with the Tiger Sharks. And I got to say, that is on my list. I haven't done it. I've seen plenty of videos.
You've got to do this, Greg. Even Dr. Doug has done it.
Yeah, did you like Dr. Doug? I mean, did it live up to the hype? I mean, because I'll tell you, when I see the videos, this is what my impression. Don't get me wrong. I think it's cool. I think the Tiger Shark, or it's not Tiger Sharks. It's What is it again?
Are they sand tigers? Sharks.
Sand tiger
sharks. Are they sand tigers?
Sand tigers. Sand tigers, which have tigers. Jaggedy teeth like people from England or something, you know.
Whoa, way to alienate an entire country.
No, I mean, they have tooth issues.
They're mostly people who own stills in the mountains have teeth like that, don't they?
Well, they're jaggedy, no. I guess.
Shots fired.
They're long but go all over the place. So they look menacing, but they just sit there and just kind of eye you down. They don't really hardly even move. Do they, Dr. Doug? You've done this, I was joking.
They basically look like sharks on Valium. They're just kind of chilled out. But they're right. from a photography standpoint, it's great because you've got the wrecks and you got the sharks and there's lots of other things there. So yeah. I'd highly recommend it if you get a chance to get up there and go on the.
Yeah.
I've done it, I guess three times.
Okay.
So
it's worth going back. Two more times.
So basically, they're like barracuda that'll just eyeball you.
That's right.
Yeah. Except they're like 8 or 10 feet long.
Yeah. Bigger.
I've seen 12 footers.
Yeah. Yeah. They're big. They're big.
Yeah. I mean, what makes you more nervous when you're underwater, if there is any degree at all? Sand diker shark or a barracuda, Dr. Doug? What would you say?
Neither one of those bother me in the slightest. But I guess a sand tiger could do more damage if you wanted to, but they're so relaxed. I've never seen them get aggressive at all.
It'd be Greg the dive master coming right at you.
Let's say it was.
They will be coming straight at you, Greg.
Yeah, we'll say.
And you think they're going to run into you and they just move over to the side and go around you.
All right, but what if you were a naked scuba boy? What would you be more.
Well, they usually stop and laugh.
Tuck. Okay, I've seen barracuda, go after little flashy things.
With the sand tigers, we actually one time the boats have little hang bars, and we were hanging on the bar doing our deco stop, and they're swimming right through the bar.
Hmm. Okay, so they cool. do a little bit of that too. So yeah. I guess it's a toss up. All right.
I have heard they don't like mankinis. So.
Yeah, who does? Come on, let's be real. Oof. I think I just threw up a little in my mouth. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And then we got the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad connected via the web. You can see them in limited capacity on Facebook Live today. We see everybody chatting away and stuff. We appreciate it. Share the video with your friends. Apologize to them in advance as well.
I apologize to CJ.
Okay.
Thank you.
And everybody
Good God.
Would be happy.
He just sent me the mankini picture.
Yeah.
I did not need to see that.
Well, it wasn't like he had it on his phone. He had to take a picture of it.
I don't know.
It
was pretty fast.
Well,
Borat wore one.
He just panned the video camera down to his nether regions.
No, wasn't him. It wasn't Jerry.
Yeah, I mean, you only see him from the waist up.
Besides that T-shirt.
Yeah, that's easy. You only see him from the waist up on Facebook Live.
It was not Jerry. Thankfully.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was not Jerry. Then who was it?
It was Borat.
Huh.
Oh, God.
Okay. Why do you know what Borat's nether region looks like?
It was his whole head and everything.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just leave that lie. Anyway.
It's like Freddie Mercury.
What?
You look like Freddie Mercury.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do.
Such blasphemy. All right. Casey wanted to talk about where to go diving. We talked about West Palm.
But unfortunately, we're out of time.
Yeah. No, we got.
Go ahead.
We got more time. We've talked about going to Venice Beach and going to look for shark teeth. So have you narrowed it down, Casey, or?
No, I'm throwing it out there to the team. Let's pick a place and give it a date and we'll all be there.
So you want to pick a day to go diving. Why don't you just pick it? And then everybody else can say, okay, I'm going, or I'm going to avoid that date and location at all costs.
July 21st.
July 24th. Why July 21st?
You said just pick a date.
Well, why so far away? I mean, why like next week or something?
Well, most people need at least a week to kind of plan around whatever.
Well, you go that week and we'll meet you there.
Some people have real jobs, Greg.
Real jobs. Okay. There's that. And once again, you know, if you want to plan accordingly to avoid the location, I guess it does. You got to give them at least a day or two notice. I don't know about a month and a half. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is Peter from Aquanauts Grenada. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here is one of the most challenging rebreather students that I ever had, Greg the Dive Master.
With the exception of Mermaid Tony.
I can't say with the exception of Mermaid Tony.
Just lie. Go ahead.
I hate you.
Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. You know, that was a good time in Grenada when I learned how to be a rebreather diver. And I haven't done it enough since. But we've been talking with Dr. Doug Ebersole about doing maybe a KISS rebreather thing. CJ, you want to do that with me, right?
Yeah.
Dr. Doug, you still game?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, how do you get a prep for something like that? You just got to get the booklet kind of thing.
You gotta
I've went through a rebreather certification myself already before. CJ has not, so how would we bring him up to my level, so to speak?
We pick an agency. There's a couple different agencies we could go through, and they have online training. So you do the online academics, just like, you know, open water training. Yeah. It's online academics. Once we get the online academics done, then it's just a matter of a little bit of confined water to kind of get used to things in the pool, and then knocking out dives.
Okay.
It's about, to get a full certification is, you know, about 500 minutes or so underwater. So it takes quite a few dives and so forth, but we can at least knock out something easy, get a rebreather experience if it's something that CJ enjoyed and if he liked it, keep going.
Yeah. Let's be clear. CJ will never be up to my level. However,
how dare you?
What?
How dare you?
No, I will always be one step ahead or one fin kick ahead of you. Okay. Let's be honest. I am superior. That's
humble.
Well, of course, probably.
Really. How does it feel, CJ, to be in the presence of greatness?
I'll let you know once I am.
That's hilarious. Anyway.
Right. Actually, me and Dr. Doug was talking about this earlier, Greg.
What's that? What were you saying?
We were actually talking about doing a rebreather class.
Yeah,
Maybe doing a coming down for a cavern thing like you and CJ did, and then maybe right. Do a little bit of rebreather stuff at the same time.
So we got to get Jerry the Diver Guy caught up to CJ and my level.
Well, you know, something happened when I was supposed to be down there with you guys, and I didn't get to make it, damn it.
You got your period.
Ouch.
Period.
It happens.
Oh,
don't make me wear my mankini this time.
Yeah, just stop it. Let's talk to someone who actually has a clue. And I omit Dr. Doug Ebersole from that comment. But I do bring on Spencer Slate from Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. I think we got him. Do we got Slate? Can you hear me, buddy?
Scuba Radio.
That sounds like Captain Slate to me. Are you having a good time this weekend now that the Florida Keys are open to diving?
And absolutely. Got to get everybody back down, but I think they've got the word. I mean, people are booking up, and we had a pretty good group today and got a little windy on us, and we're going to shoot out again tomorrow and see if we can pull it off. And really nice to have people coming back. I got the kids' camp starting Monday with 10 kids from 6 10 to 17.
Yeah.
That's, we do three of them a summer, and that's going well. So
cool.
Everybody's dying to get out.
All right. Are you seeing that pent-up demand of the divers? Are they kind of like, oh, my God, we've been wanting to come down forever, and finally we were able to come? I mean, are you getting that kind of, you know, chatter from the divers that are coming down there to the Keys and seeing you, or what?
Absolutely. And I'm not saying at all it was any benefit to being closed, but I think that the divers are going to stay in the States and travel more. Everything gets really cleaned up worldwide. And
yep.
That's maybe it'll extend our season through to fall. That's what we're hoping.
Well, there you go. I mean, yeah, right now, Florida is in, you know, local diving around the States is really all you can do in the U.S. I talked to Roz from the U.K., and they're actually experiencing the same kind of thing over there, too. The local dive sites, divers are getting out there and taking advantage of it in limited capacity. But, yeah, it's the first wave. You don't have the choice. You can't get to even the Bahamas until July at the earliest. So you might as well take advantage of it, head on down to the Keys or in Florida and do some diving and that kind of thing. It's been a long time coming. No doubt. So I know the weather, the first weekend for the Keys being kind of back open, at least to drive traffic down US 1 to where you are in Tavernier, but the weather has not been cooperating. I mean, you said it was just windy today with that tropical storm we got coming up through the middle of the state this weekend, or what?
Yeah, it was just today. Yesterday was good, and the day before we got out, and tomorrow dropping back down to 10 to 15, so we hope we can do it. So we're going to give it a shot.
Okay.
Everybody, I have been known to go out and turn around and come back, so we're going to go look for sure. And I can tell you the winds have already dropped. Just sitting here at the shop, the trees are not making noise.
Right. It just didn't do much. It was just your typical summer storm kind of thing for a few hours.
Exactly. That's it. That's what we had all day today, and it started dropping down later about 3 o'clock.
Yeah. Now, are you doing your creature feature? Did you do that yesterday?
Yes, sir, buddy. They were all ready to go. In fact, the whole time, quote, the Keys were roadblocked, we were running. I mean, I ran out every Friday, twice a week, and fed the critters, and local people were on my call list, so I called them up. And, you know, some days we had 14 people on the boat.
Wow. Okay. But so you're keeping the critters happy. And so you're still doing that on Fridays and like on Sunday too, right?
Sunday morning.
Friday, okay. Sunday morning. All right. Excellent. And then, you know, you got the History of Diving Museum down there. You know, I told you before, Cab Slate, I've been watching, I binged watched Bloodline on Netflix to kind of prepare for my next trip down to the Keys. I'm really excited to get back down there by the Islander and just kind of hang out and go, oh, yeah, I remember this from the show and all that stuff. It kind of all this downtime gave me time to kind of catch up on that show and kind of, you know, remember some of the landmarks that I'd been to before. But when you see the show, you're like, hey, now I got to go back to where they filmed this and they did that. And, you know, it just kind of makes you feel that much more connected to the Keys. So
makes you feel special.
Yeah. There's that.
Well, Islander, I mean, it is completely new. I mean, the walls of the buildings are the only thing that's standing from the old days, and they have completely been rebuilt. And the landscaping, Mr. Net jumped on that. And of course, that's our business. And, you know, re-roofed. I mean, it is gorgeous. It's like a tropical garden. And the new sand, they put in another pool. It's just unbelievable now.
Yeah. Well, it was nice before. Yeah, I know. They've done a lot of upgrades.
The Islander was always nice.
Yeah, but it's like you said, it's even better now. It gives another reason to get back down there and do some diving. Visit the gang at the History of Diving Museum. They're starting to welcome people again. They just opened up this week. So I know they're very excited. So we're trying to work out a plan to get down there in the next week or so. Jerry's threatening to wear his mankini, or you might have an appearance by Naked Scuba Boy. Are you prepared with either of those possibilities, or...
I'll wear my dark glasses. I don't have to look.
Yeah, that's right.
Good move.
That's bad. That's bad, Slate.
Because once you see it, you can't unsee it. That's true. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll try to look the other way, but you never know with scuba radio crowd, because they're crazy.
Well, they're kind of.
Hey, it's warm water. There'll be no shrinkage.
Oh, geez.
Jerry, take your little show up to Miami.
They're gonna start enforcing that roadblock back in no time if you keep talking like that. Quit it.
Couldn't we feed Psycho with him diving that way?
Yes.
I don't know, man. You better hope your shrinkage if that big cooter shows up.
Is Psycho still down there? Is that one of the critters? Do you still have him?
Not, No, I had another one we called Boomer on the site, and he took off during the winter. I don't know if he got caught or he just vanished, but yeah. There's another footer.
Was it Psycho on the old site?
Yeah.
That's the one that knocked me in the face and cut my mask in half.
Yeah, I remember him from a long time ago.
Yeah, but the new one's called what?
Boomer.
Okay. And how big of a barracuda is that one, you figure?
Four footer.
Four foot barracuda.
Yeah, buddy.
Why do you say it like that, Greg?
Because it's a four foot barracuda.
You'd love to meet Naked Scuba Boy.
Yeah.
Yep, that's right. Naked Scuba Boy and the Cuda. It'll go down in history.
Something will go down. Yeah. I don't know.
Nothing a little duct tape wouldn't fix.
It'd go viral if you got a video of that, though, wouldn't it?
Hey, that would be good. We'll get Frazier to film that.
Okay. He'll get it in high def.
You tell Frazier, ask him about his green feet.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. You mentioned green feet to Frazier from IDC class.
All right. You guys talk amongst yourselves. Stop it. All right. Capslate.com. Go there. Check it out and dive with them. More coming up. Stay close. Scuba
Radio. Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
Here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl year after year.
Well, that's what we like to do. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ's in the studio with me. And we are planning to do some diving, not in the Cayman Islands anytime soon, because Caymans are still saying that they're going to stay closed to tourists till like Labor Day. which just seems a little extreme to me. The Bahamas are saying are shooting for July 1, but the Caymans came out a couple weeks ago and said that they weren't really planning to open up to tourists until Labor Day weekend. I'm like, why?
Yeah, but they're warm the whole year round.
Yeah, and your point is what?
It doesn't matter. We can go down there this winter.
Well, we can, but I mean, why wait that long is my point.
Well, no, we're not going to wait that long. We're going to be in.
They won't let us in until Labor Day. What part did you not hear?
Greg.
Yeah. Damn it. Listen.
That's why God made parachutes.
Oh, okay. Right, okay. So we're going to parachute into the Cayman Islands, whether they like it or not.
Look, we can do Florida Keys next week.
Right.
We can go scallop diving 1st of July and then shoot over to Bimini. And then
scallop
August Turks and Caicos.
All right, wait. Scallop diving starts July 1st. Is that right, Casey?
Yeah, I had a plan, Greg. I'll tell you.
Okay.
And then we can shoot the Caymans this winter.
Well, I understand that, but here's going back to the Caymans. Yeah, they put this out a couple weeks ago. They said this, and I was like, "Why are you guys saying you're going to stay closed until Labor Day when we don't know what's happening?" You know, 1 week to the next.
Maybe they don't like money.
Well, there could be that. No, they'd like money.
They just want to be Corona first.
They got more banks in the Cayman Islands. Yeah, than any other place in the world, I believe. It's pretty nutty.
It's a bank on every corner.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, they made that announcement. But here's the part that I don't look. The Cayman Islands have a right to do whatever they want to do. I don't blame them for, you know, wanting to protect the islands from the virus.
Sounds like you're blaming them.
No, I get, but here's what they're saying. They're saying that the Caymans may be setting the precedent for all the other islands in the Caribbean. And so the island, you know, they're saying, you know, if the Caymans are going to stay closed till Labor Day, maybe we should too. And I'm like, man, don't do that. Don't blow off the whole summer. That would just, and I was concerned about the Bahamas there for a while, and then they came out and said, well, we're going to shoot for July 1, which seems a little bit more reasonable. I mean, you know, let's get through the next couple weeks, see how things go. Obviously, if it gets worse, they'll have to push it back for whatever reason, and that makes sense. But to go as far out as saying, you know, well, we're going to blow off June, July, and August seems a little extreme to me. I mean, because we don't know what's happening one day to the next.
Well, we'll just have to go down the Keys, like you said.
Well, exactly. We have that option.
We'll take our diving elsewhere.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get in here.
Well, you're setting up a workaround plan, but I'm just saying it's sad that we even have to do that.
Turks and Caicos is sounding real good. So
well, I haven't heard. Have the Turks announced a date though when they plan to open up?
That I don't know.
I mean,
that's
are the islands
ready to ask you?
Are the other islands going to follow the lead of the Bahamas, or are they going to follow the lead of the Cayman Islands? I hope it will be the Bahamas, because you know, I mean, think about the summer. I mean, 4th of July, that's the last big, you know, holiday weekend of the summer, and so you're going to need to kind of get on board unless you're going to write off the entire dive season, don't you think? Yeah?
Yeah. Labor Day.
That's what I'm saying. Labor Day is the last, that's kind of the end of summer. But, I mean, you're blowing off the entire summer if you don't open up, you know, by 4th of July weekend. You know what I mean? So
I think we should invite Ned Beatty on the show.
He usually knows everybody. The opening date for the Turks is end of August.
They're saying end of August, huh?
August 31st.
Well, okay, that's
so that's Labor Day weekend.
Right. So they're following the lead of the Caymans.
Yep.
Follow the Bahamas. Come on. Now, Vinny Two Tanks tried to say something, but I didn't hear you. Vinny, what'd you say? Do you want to try
that? I think we should invite Beatty.
Jerry Beatty? Beatty?
Jerry Beatty. Easily knows everybody. He'll know who's open.
Oh, okay. Well, right. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we need to know who's open. We just got to tell them to open sooner as opposed to later.
We just got to get it through their head. It's open the damn islands. Let's go.
Maybe if we phrase it differently, say, hey, here.
Would you please open?
No, as a member of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, we will promise to stay away if you will open up your island to the rest of the world.
Good bargaining,
Chief. Greg, have you thought about asking Simon down in Dominica?
Yeah, well, I've thought about it, but it's not Simon's decision to make.
Oh.
So, you know, they're trying to come up with different plans. Simon actually was talking about, I saw him post something on Facebook about St. Lucia, and evidently they're starting to open up, but you have to have proof that you're testing negative, and then you have to quarantine for 14 days.
For 2 weeks, yes.
Yeah, so...
On the island?
Yeah, I know.
We need to get Simon. That would be really rough.
I'll go quarantine myself on the island.
They're forcing you to spend 2 weeks on island or something like that. So, yeah.
All the agony.
That's just good marketing.
Briar patch.
Quarantine.
I thought the whole Scuba Radio Scuba Squad should go quarantine themselves.
Okay. Well, God knows. They need to do something. Get away from...
With Greg's credit card.
Just stay away from me. Whatever you guys do. All right. On that disturbing note, we'll wrap it up for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.